way back in the early 20-teens, a city fella from Minnesota and a wannabe cowpuncher from small town Iowa came together to swap tall tales over the airwaves. They made lots of friends along the way, but even more enemies. By chance, they made acquaintance with a sodbuster from over the other side of the county, who felt obliged to butt in on their little show and give them the what fors from time to time. After nigh on a decade of pointless blathering, one thing led to another, and they were unceremoniously tossed out on their ear from their little radio show. Eventually, this ragtag group found their way back together and decided to start a little podcast we like to call Dutch by Association.
That's just because you're not digging on the, you're not keying into the lyrical content. It's...
No, he's feeling embarrassed for you.
What? This was a number one song in 1963.
You're just taking incredible joy.
No,
just smiling and bobbing your head.
It's a good tune. I think that if anyone tried to do it today, they'd be canceled. But
oh, for sure. But how did we get on this subject?
No, they wouldn't. Because it's the opposite. You're not.
Oh, I suppose you're not. But then you're also recognizing that someone is not beautiful, but indeed ugly,
inside and out.
So the backstory here as we start episode 59 is we started talking about some sage advice Aaron had for one of his employees, and I said it reminded me of a song from the 60s.
Well, I wouldn't say that I agree with that.
With the advice from the song?
That it parallels his relationship.
With what I said? No.
No, but it's akin to what you said. And
one characteristic. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just clarifying here.
No, I appreciate you doing that, Mitch. Otherwise, he or his long-term girlfriend would be tuning in and wondering.
Well, I mean, you know,
we didn't say which one of the seven guys it was. Yes.
Well, we know it's not a couple because you said girlfriend.
Yep.
So,
boy, that really cut it down a long ways.
But although I guess I do have.
Hey, there's things you don't know. Remember the relationship that the employees had previously?
Yeah. I was on Facebook. Yeah, the wife posted on Facebook. It's been so many years since you confessed your love, and I'm like, yeah. And it wasn't. She was talking to
the other employee,
employee. It's been like 5 years, and I'm just thinking it feels like yesterday. I read that. It's like it was yesterday when my business world seemed to collapse.
As you,
on my birthday.
On your birthday. That's right. It was your birthday. You got that text.
I was just grilling, living my best life now, drinking my Sam's. I'm not going to be able to work with that other guy anymore.
Why? What's wrong?
Well,
so it turns out there's this thing called a Sancho, and he would be it. Or no, it was the other man that said that he had to leave.
Yep.
Because
that was a deal. It's like, oh my goodness. Anyways, things are going a lot better now.
The screening process has improved.
Yeah. What questions do you ask that you didn't back then?
Do you have any intention of cheating with any of my current employees' wives?
I'm going to give you a deck of flashcards that has all the wives on there. If you think that you're attracted to any of them, you're out of here. All right?
I've been down this road. It's terrible.
You're gone.
Wow. I should write some of this stuff down.
You really
because
should.
We'll get so many years on, and then someone will say, "You remember when that happened?" I'll be like, "Oh, it's been so long since."
You're not going to forget. You're not going to forget the time that it was your birthday and somebody called you and said, "Yeah, so I've been doing the other guy's girl, and I should probably go.
I ain't going to be able to work with him no more."
And he was so mad.
That's right.
He's being unreasonable.
and all I could think about was, like, you guys were working at the Christian school when this all had to flush itself out. The only place worse would be the church. It's like, couldn't you have been waited till you clocked out? Maybe let it flush out at that point? Not in school?
An institution of higher learning. And
well, maybe he was inspired by, you know, he being in that setting that he felt he needed to confess. Yeah.
No, look at all these Bibles.
I can't live this life anymore.
So, well, I can, but you need to know about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't live a lie. I can, I
still
can,
keep doing it.
You know, doing it. But lie, that's what's bad.
And I think the other guy and the gal are still together, if I if I remember
that's
correctly.
That's why she put it on Facebook a couple days ago that so many years prior.
She wasn't
was
just reliving the fond memory of, oh, my past infidelities.
How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. But we started this conversation talking about how you can tell on social media when people are starting their a marital
downhill slide.
Yeah,
in the
there's some marital issues just based upon how their profile pictures go. Yeah, and
it's true.
It's I think it's 99 times out of 100. If the guy changes the picture from the whole family to just his kids, and then the gal changes it to her.
And even just pictures of things, like goes from his race car to the kids. Right. Or goes from a different hobby to just the kids. It's
and
anything
it's coupled with,
to the kids.
You know, husband and wife.
I know, just want everybody out there to know that I love the kids the most.
Yeah.
And why do we need to know that? Well, you know, just in case something were to...
Should
you know,
anything come to light?
I love the kids the most.
In case the circuit court judge has to view my Facebook profile, they know where my priorities lie.
Right. That's funny. You had a Budweiser thing on your profile just moments ago. Whatever.
Okay.
You and your buddies at the Apple River one day, and then your children in their church clothes the next.
Yep. Yeah. And then you're right. You see it on social media, and you start thinking, I wonder what's going on there. Something's weird.
And I'll be the first to admit it. That I'll do a Facebook deep dive when I see that.
Oh. Yeah.
Is there someone who's doing an extra thumbs up on everything?
But now that I'm thinking about it, I think I've probably had only my kids on my Facebook profile before. Not even forever. Thinking of the ramifications.
People have just been waiting for you. For 12 years now, we've thought any day that Mitchell.
She can't be that dumb, right? I mean, she's going to wake up one of these days and realize that she was the trophy, and he was indeed the baggage.
Yeah.
Mitch just took his family on a huge vacation.
Yeah, we just went on a nice vacation together.
And posted wonderful pictures of everyone smiling and having the best time of their life.
Yeah, we forced them to smile for every picture.
Well,
you should.
Most of those pictures involved eating, so that helped.
Not most.
Yeah, I'd say most of the pictures you posted were usually eating or eating
adjacent.
Well,
that's when... No, they weren't.
The other ones were in the vehicle.
That's when it's easy to take a picture.
Hey, I'm not saying that you planned it. I'm just saying that puts a smile on my face.
Well, I just don't know how you went somewhere where you didn't know where you were because you hadn't been there before. You didn't know where the good places were to eat. For me, I do that, and it's like chain restaurant, here I come. Because I know what I'm going to get. But you now, are trying out all these
couple
odd places.
Chain restaurants.
But think about this.
We actually tried to go to Texas Roadhouse the one night.
Good for you.
Why? Because it was right near our Airbnb in Colorado Springs.
The buns.
And Wyatt wanted to go there. And we had another place picked out. And the kids were whining. He's like, fine, whatever. You know what? It's good enough. We'll go. We pull into the parking lot. And even the kids are like, no way we're waiting in line that long. I was like, yes, you've learned well. That's right, kids. Never wait in line for Texas Roadhouse.
So, Aaron, you got to remember, this is the same guy that researched socks on the internet for several hours just to make sure that he was making an appropriate decision. He is that thorough. He is that guy that will research everything to a T.
So did you Yelp the restaurants to be sure they would be... Up to the task?
I Google mapped and then read reviews and, you know, rank by rating and all that.
We go to Dubuque and I'm like, all right, this time we go this time we'll go to some local barbecue or steakhouses. No, never do. It's like, I know where Texas Roadhouse is. I know where Olive Garden is. Those are our two night dinner stops every year.
So pathetic.
I love it.
It's good. I'm not saying they're not good, but you're missing out on so much better places.
I know, but I'm missing out on maybe a terrible eating experience.
No, that's the beauty of Google and TripAdvisor and all that stuff. Yelp.
What if it's bad? I'll just not risk it.
No, it won't be, because 90% of the people, if you find a negative review, that's all they've ever left. If you click their profile, that's all they've ever left. Other than like the Flying J truck stop is their 5-star review. I'm like, well, our tastes clearly do not align. So yeah. I will throw that one out.
Probably should just have you come along next time, and then I'll be the follower. You can be the leader, and we'll go try some different stuff. Because if I'm the leader, I just can't risk that.
I convinced my family to go to a Greek restaurant. And Wyatt
to get a gyro?
And Wyatt ordered lamb, like a lamb sandwich. So, you know, forced him to get out of his comfort zone a little bit. So,
and what did he think?
He liked it.
Did he?
Yeah. Good for you. We did. When it's your birthday in the Alon's house, you get to decide what restaurant you're going to go to.
Yay!
So we went to the Texas Roadhouse last Saturday night. The key, Mitch, is as soon as you hit about Alton, have your wife get on the app and do the call ahead seating through the app. You drive right in, you get it, you pull into the parking lot, you text here, and within, not even kidding, 2 to 3 minutes, bam, come on in, and they get you seated.
Wow.
And you just walk past with my whole brood.
Well, this
look at all
how
of
did
us.
They do that?
This one in Colorado Springs, there were hardly any parking spots, and it was near like a shopping area, whatever. There were people circling the parking lot waiting for parking spots in a line.
Wow.
I don't know, 50 people out. That's outside the door that you could see. It was like, not a chance in hell. I'm not doing that.
I wouldn't wait anymore knowing that the app exists and it's worked so well. I would never wait. So we went to the Olive Garden in Dubuque.
Whoa! Yeah.
I know. We saved it for the second night, the special night. And we
was
get
that
there,
a romantic night?
No, it was with the kids. And the parking lot's pretty well empty. They close at like 10 or something. We get there an hour and a half before close, and we come in, and the place is, there might be 4 booths full, and they tell us it's going to be 20 minutes. I'm like, what?
How?
Huh? Yeah. So I'm like, no, I always get Olive Garden in Dubuque, so we're going to sit here, and we're going to wait our 20 minutes. And like 2 minutes later, I think they were like, they didn't leave. All right.
Yep.
Then they sat us. And that's like, I think they wanted us to leave. I think the employees were like, what are they doing here? It's 8:30. We close at 10.
I got a party to go to.
He doesn't look like he'll tip worth a crap anyway.
You know they're going to fill up on breadsticks.
What do the kids want to eat?
Get your cheese grinder hand warmed up. They're going to want all the cheese.
The Dutchman goes to Olive Garden.
I always win. They never win.
That's right. No. Cost per ounce. Get the steak.
So what do you order at Olive Garden?
Usually, chicken parmesan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The breaded and fried thing that you can get there.
And then all the breadsticks I can eat. It's delicious. Just carbs, 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 carbs. There's going to come a time I'm not allowed to have carbs. I'm very confident of that.
Well, do you ever
think... It'll be after a doctor's visit.
Do you think that maybe the way you're living life now, you're accelerating that timeline?
Yeah, for sure. But if Christ returns, I'm going to want to get as many breadsticks as I can before that happens. So that's the plan.
So now if you're ever going to be in charge of Olive Garden marketing, it's going to be, hey, Christ is coming soon. Stock up on breadsticks.
Here and eat breadsticks. And they'll be, and the people will be like, dude, do you know how bad the people are that come out of church on Sunday morning and come here for their Sunday dinner? We do not want them eating here. They do not tip. Which is apparently a thing.
Yeah.
I've never waitressed, but.
Or I've never waitressed either, so.
I about pointed to use it, but you have, Wayne.
Well. I mean, I did have long hair one time, so there have been some times where my identity was mistaken, but I've never waitressed.
Speaking of the long hair, so could you actually see those kids in the picture that I sent you guys from IHOP?
It brought back a lot of memories. It really was
just like a bunch of teenage delinquent little pricks.
That's really, you're getting angry.
And you're the judgmental asshole father. We did not drive 5 miles to the IHOP to have to sit and look at that. Can we get another table, please?
They were
please?
Pointing and laughing at me when I walked in.
Probably because...
Oh, look at the old fat guy in cargo shorts. What a lame-o.
So what did you tell your kids? Wyatt's at that age. You're connecting with them. You're reasoning with them. What'd you tell them?
No, well, he saw me taking a picture and sending to you guys. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, well, that's what Wayne used to look like. He's like, nice. Really? I was like, yeah. Yeah, the trench coat and black t-shirts. One kid was wearing no socks or shoes. And yeah.
Did you report them?
And then they all...
Sir!
No, but I watched like a hawk because... Then they all finish up eating. Well, they shared like one plate of pancakes because of course they did.
Right.
And they all go out front, like right in front of the windows, and they're probably between 16 and 18.
Right.
Yeah. And they make a big show of smoking cigarettes right in front of the windows. Like me all the geriatrics in there are going to be really impressed by what badasses so all cool. these kids are. Okay. But then one kid went and there was a dead tree out in the parking lot and he went and ripped it out of the ground and was chasing the other kids around the parking lot, swinging them at them. And I was watching, I was like, that little son of a dents my car with that thing. We're going to have a real problem. I might have to beat up a minor. I wouldn't have done it, but I would have given him the dad voice.
You've been like,
that he apparently has not heard enough in his life. That's the problem.
You know, that you're probably right. You know, but everybody rebels for a reason, and you know, they were just expressing their identity. There was, who are you to say that that's not what he is or how he should be?
He'll come out of it.
I'm sure he'll. I'm sure he will have a sweet ass metal band someday. Probably.
No, they looked like they sucked.
Yeah, they did.
I was talking to somebody. Yeah, so now it's more people know me for the like more regular type person. I won't say regular guy, but more regular type versus like the old rocker guy. So I'm starting to get those double takes now. Like you. Or like they'll come into my office and like I'll be be Pantera playing or something. Oh no. Let me switch that over to Kenny G. Yes,
I was searched for Pastor Ken, and I accidentally clicked Pantera.
Oh, it's the wrong Lamb of God.
Yeah, it's the wrong Lamb of God.
Yeah. Speaking of Pastor Ken, that reminds me of City Council. And so we have a big issue coming up that as we record this, it's Tuesday the 16th, so we'll have to wrestle with tomorrow. And that's in regards to the celebration days. Now, as you know, it's 150th, the sesquicentennial for the city of Sheldon. And as part of celebration days and the celebration of the 150th, the city has formed a committee, and the committee has selected and contracted two bands to play on Friday night. Sheldon will have the Johnny Home Band, and that will be at the Crossroads Pavilion Event Center. And then Saturday night, they have one of Mitch's favorites, or one of the Geese's favorites, the Pork Tornadoes.
They're very good.
Yep, and they'll be playing on Saturday at City Park. Now, I don't know if you know this, but the laws state that there's no alcohol allowed in City Park.
Ever.
I'm sure it's never been consumed there either.
No.
They did it at Ragbri.
Yes, they did. And they did it last year, too. But it's really been a deal.
Adult softball game that's ever been held there.
No, that actually...
Oh, it's not allowed. Well, I understand that. But
I guess what I'm saying is that if you notice, there's no adult softball league in Sheldon for that specific reason.
Because it got out of hand, like,
because they can't drink
there.
Because they won't
get people to sign up.
Yeah.
Well, we've invented Yetis since then, so problem solved.
Mm-hmm. But now it's a whole. So you've got One contingent that
I thought you already debated this.
No, I mean, so it has changed since then, because now with the Saturday night deal, they want to have liquor in addition to beer to be sold on the premises. So when they had already kind of said okay reluctantly to the beer, now the liquor is going on. So now some people are really raising an eyebrow to this. Now, come to find out that it's in the Pork Tornadoes contract that they are sponsored by
Templeton.
No, it's not Templeton.
It's like
Rebel Stroke or
Cedar Ridge Distillery.
Yes. Or something. Yep. That's right. So they're required to serve it, which was not talked about earlier on, and so now it's kind of turned into a whole deal because the cops don't want it because they don't want to have to police it. And we all still want it because it's an awesome show to have here in town. So we get to fight that battle tomorrow. I look super forward to it. And it's
who's on your team? I know who's not on your team.
Yeah, well, who is on my team is about everybody else.
Perfect.
There,
don't even have a discussion.
Yeah, yeah.
You make a motion
to vote.
I did, and then so I did the first time. That's why I was. It had gotten back into the weeds. Well, I don't know. You know. Well, you know. Okay. Well, we can ifs him and haw about all this, but you know what? Contracts have been signed. Money has been paid.
It's time to get the locomotive out, and we're railroading this thing.
Yep.
Motion second.
I'm on Team Wayne.
Yeah. And it's
no more discussion.
Well, 90% of people are just fine and totally responsible at these things.
Right.
And the other 10% of people were going to show up drunk whether you served liquor there or not.
You hit the nail on the head. They're going to pregame. They're going to do everything they can. They're going to try and sneak stuff in. It's going to be, if they're going to be that type of drinker, they're going to find a way. It's always how it happens. And it's always such a small percentage in comparison to the enjoyment of, you know, what we're looking at, several thousand people that potentially would be showing up to this event. So, it's been fun because I was gone last week, Thursday and Friday. I was Thursday. I went up to Minneapolis to bring my daughter to my mom's house, then came back down here. And then I had buddies of mine come from Minneapolis and stayed at the camper Friday and Saturday. And I bet I had 6 emails on this thing. Like, come on.
Well, what are you going to cancel it now? It's already been advertised.
No, you're not. You're not. And then I'd been on the phone with the liquor vendor. I've been on the phone with the promoter. And it's just.
It'll be fine. This is tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Today's Tuesday.
You know it's going to ram through.
Yes.
So then just save the heartache. Motion second. We're going.
4 ayes, 1 nay.
Yep.
Away we go.
Get your thing in the papers. No,
but
we didn't.
Yeah, you can
waste time.
I mean, not that the people who are against it, you know, aren't entitled to their opinion.
No,
shouldn't
absolutely.
Have a voice absolutely. And whatever. Horse is out of the barn. It is what it is.
Right.
We're not the only town that does this. It's not that big of a deal, ultimately.
Sibley survived.
It'll be fine. Yeah, they did. They did just fine.
How
still standing.
That? Yep. Has not gone to ruin yet.
Did you get to go to the big party?
I didn't. I don't remember what we had going on that night, but
you
we
weren't
couldn't
in Colorado
go.
Yet.
No,
you were like Wyatt was going to camp or something.
I don't remember what
I saw
it was,
maybe you would have to put on your Iowa like State Bank polo and
Oh no.
Hey friend.
Hand out business cards at the street dance. No, I'm not that guy.
I see you're running low on cash to get some more booze.
Have we I did told make you sure about the our... ATM had been filled because we were the nearest one.
Hi there. Do you, Kasasa? Looks like you need to. Have you talked to legal yet? Can you sponsor?
Haven't talked to him. I didn't bother. Nope.
Come.
Nah, I don't want to.
Oh, you don't want
to? No.
Oh, you don't want to now? Before it was, we spent 3 years listening to your bullshit ads.
It was
now,
not
now
that. I didn't say
now
it.
It's all. I don't recall
saying that.
I don't want to.
Nah, it's just not worth the
hassle. I don't know if that... Did that... did his,
I wasn't gonna like pay
3 years.
Did, I wasn't gonna pay. I was gonna use podcast? My presence.
I don't remember.
No,
it probably did.
It
probably
yeah, because no, I think
which
it
is
was...
too bad. You should have saved that somewhere.
The hell was that?
And then say it along with his other one.
I spent 3 years listening to your bullshit.
I've spent longer than that listening to your bullshit.
I have the raw audio somewhere. I'll have to see if I can.
You're good.
We had an incredible ad going. It's too bad that you had to torpedo it due to some legalities.
That's too bad. And I'm glad I said something then, because it would have been like halfway through editing, or I would have finished it and then Mitch would have gone, oh crap, you got to shut it off. Get it off there. Get it, go.
We barely even mentioned it. I just said, our blah, blah, blah account, we're promoting that right now.
But then we told a story about how
you did.
About how I had recommended the bank and the checking account.
Stop. Yep, stop right now.
Are we dancing on that line?
Mentioned that a certain bank in Sibley offers checking accounts.
That's it.
And there's more than one bank.
And there's more than one bank.
We're okay.
But there's only one Mitch. And for that, we are very grateful. And we're back with segment two next.
Gross. Disgusting.
You guys have never had it.
I've had all of the individual ingredients. I'm good.
So ingredient one, grass-fed ground beef.
How many pounds?
Probably just one.
One pound for a family of six.
Yeah, that's if you don't want any leftovers.
And is this the SpaghettiOs with the meatballs already in it?
No, that would be gross.
So then,
but hot dogs.
No. No.
So it's ground beef and SpaghettiOs, and that's it?
No, and then Campbell's condensed vegetable soup.
Because
those three ingredients
and
combined.
That's it? No vegetables or anything.
Heat. No, plus heat.
Well, you put cheese on it, right?
No.
Oh, no, that would be too spicy.
That would make it weird. My bad.
I really like it. The kids like it. It's good. Every couple weeks it shows up. It's
which family good. Does that come from? Is that like
mine.
A,
get your
is that an Alon's family recipe?
Yep.
Biweekly allowance of sodium in one meal.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of salt.
I think mom made that when she was like, it's been a really long day. The kids are pissing me off. I need something quick and easy. Three ingredients. SpaghettiO hot dish it is.
Well, I also get the impression that growing up in the Alon's household, you did not complain about supper.
No, you didn't. And you didn't have to, because it was always really good. I mean,
yes, that
if that's your definition of really good, then I believe that it's very was.
You know, it there's something to be said about,
I think Deb is probably a phenomenal cook, so I'm not trying
SpaghettiO hot dish is not what mom would pick if she was going to show off her culinary set.
She would be doing the roast beef and mashed potatoes, right? That's
But then I would say that mom would probably say that that's pretty basic.
So what does she do with flair?
You have your just some good casseroles.
It's hard to beat a good casserole, though.
It's true.
Yeah,
and we're almost casserole season.
Oh, mm-hmm. I know.
Pork and rice with bacon on the bottom underneath the rice to give the rice a little bit of extra moisture. And
pretty good.
The bacon turns crispy. Really
sounds
good.
Really good.
Yeah, you won't find that in a cookbook.
Oh yeah,
no,
that's a dead creation.
Mom made that. Yep. Yeah, mom added the bacon. She was tired of dry rice, she says. She recalls.
Well, that'll cure it. Bacon fat. Yep,
bacon fat will fix that.
That fixes a lot. That fixes a lot, yep. In my flat top, but bacon grease is commonly used for
it's one of the seasoning. Essential oils.
Yeah, that's right. Forget your
original essential oil.
Yeah, when people start talking to me about essential oil.
Forget your lavender and patchouli. Yeah, it's bacon grease.
Bacon grease and butter.
So we are back together. Mitch, you went on another one of your vacations.
Another one.
This is like the third one this year.
But this is the first second. One where you spent 40 hours in a vehicle.
42 hours driving, 1,913 miles, I think we put on the old family.
And you're
truckster.
No slouch. I mean, you put the pedal to the metal. It's not like you went 55 all the way there out, but you just spent 42 hours in the vehicle, really hitting it hard.
Yeah, 10 or 11 of those were just coming home on Saturday.
God, is it that far from Colorado to here?
Yeah, that's not bad at all. The kids until we got to like Ponca, Nebraska, which is an hour and a half away, then we kind of were starting to hit our limit. But yeah, we made it. It was all right.
I hit my limit on the way home from on the other side of Denver. We stopped on our way back from Los Angeles years ago with two children. I had a 5-hour energy and hit my limit when we caught a traffic jam in Lincoln. And about lost my mind. And that's where my wife, yeah, like rage like my wife had never seen.
Well, see,
and she said, you will never take a 5-hour energy again.
Oh, and have you?
No, I have not.
Not to her knowledge.
No, I haven't. I didn't like what it did to me either.
We should spike something.
I don't want to see that side.
Let's dose
see,
it.
Oh, wow, I didn't take I-80. We got on, I mean, from Denver to Grand Island, we did, which is about, I don't know, 3 hours out of Denver, probably. And then we veered off, and it was 2-lane roads the rest of the
really?
Way. Yep. According to Google Maps, it was within 2 minutes of the I-80 route.
No way.
Because you shave so many miles off because it dips back south and blah, 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 and all the traffic in Lincoln and Omaha. So I thought, forget that. If it takes the same amount of time, I don't care. And every 2-lane road in Nebraska is 65. So you can go 73.
Yep. Right.
No problem. And there aren't any cops out there.
Look at you pushing the envelope. 73.
No, 8 mile an hour over. I was my son with his permit. I was lecturing him.
I thought when
you're safe at 8.
I thought we talked about 7 last time when you got pulled over by Baumgartner.
No. You're 7 safe at
is
8.
Really safe, but 8 is just pushing it enough. But
you might get pulled over every once in a while, but you'll never.
Do not. Don't jinx yourself. Don't do it.
You shouldn't get a ticket.
My friends told me that. But I could go
on a podcast.
Well, and you know, Nebraska gets a bad rap for
everything.
Well, for being so flat. But what most people don't realize is I-80 follows the Platte River Valley, which the old saying about the Platte River, it's a mile wide and an inch deep or whatever, because it's just so super flat through there. But if you get away from the Platte River, it's freaking beautiful. You go up through central Nebraska, it is really, really pretty. So I saw some new country I hadn't seen before.
Yeah.
Not only could you avoid the road rage.
Not only could you do an ad for the assessor's office, you can do an ad for Nebraska.
I can.
Nebraska Tourism, take the 2-lane.
it was great. Because in I-80 is the worst. There's so many trucks and so many idiots. And you get...
Not the same people.
Same people.
Oh, the same people.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
There's truckers believe that are it or idiots.
Not. A few. Over the road.
Swift.
It probably happened 5 times in the short time that we were on I-80 that you get a truck that's limited at 71 being passed by a truck that's limited at 72. But then when there's a slight downhill incline, the 71-mile-an-hour truck can speed back up to 72. So it's just like 18 miles of the guy trying to pass by 1 mile per hour. And cars lined up behind us. And then we all go around and everybody's shaking their fist at the guy. My blood pressure can't handle it.
I'm feeding America.
Oh, no, that's the phone.
Hey, I'm bringing the food
if you got
from
it,
the farm
if you got it, to America. Brought it. If you got it, a truck brought it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what other parts of America should we disparage next?
I didn't disparage any part of America.
Just Swift truckers. And I think we could all get behind that.
All right, go on YouTube and search Swift truck. You'll know what I'm talking about.
I think... Yeah.
Hours of entertainment.
Yeah, literally.
There's a reason why folks that you don't always go with the lowest bid.
Yep.
Just tell you that right now. But Aaron, happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you.
Just first time
just
seeing
yesterday.
You since that happened, 42.
42.
Yeah, getting old.
Yeah, I mean,
so what'd you do for your birthday? I grilled burgers.
So
that's what
anticlimactic.
I grilled burgers, waited for
no seasoning.
Yeah. No, I put some seasoning on there. it's a special seasoning from a company that bought some Lowry's and bought some salt. Mixed them together and sold it. I'm pretty sure that's what I'm sprinkling on the burgers.
Well, that would be very salty, but I guess if you're burning your meat, then you need something to give it flavor.
No. The beauty of the smoker, and you guys know this, is the meat probe that comes with it and the display.
You use a meat probe for burgers?
Heck, yes, I do.
No, that's for like pork loin.
Yeah. Well, obviously it's for pork loin. You use it for burgers. You get your burgers perfect. perfect. You can't tell me that when you go and you check your burger.
No, I do not tempt my burgers.
Oh, you guys. That's terrible.
Do you do that with a steak, too?
Do what with a steak?
Oh, perfect. 200 degrees.
No, I use the meat probe in the burger because I want to get the burger that my wife is going to eat to 165 degree internal temp. Okay? Mine are thicker burgers, so then I know those are going to be not cooked quite as thorough, which is fine. But my wife and kids are hitting 165 and not.
You're training your children poorly.
True.
Too late. No, I'm not.
It's got a little pink inside. Is it going to be okay? Yeah.
Then you can taste the blood.
Fine. Yeah. No, there's no blood.
Yeah, Mitch, you're going to teach your kids.
No, I tell them it's blood because they think it's cool.
I'm channeling my inner Joe Nillis right now. It's not blood.
I know it's not blood, then but I tell my kids it blood. Is.
That's terrible. Miss, you tell me I'm bringing my kids up poorly.
But no, that is an absolute garbage move.
I can't believe you guys that you don't meat probe your burgers.
Don't you?
The only thing I meat probe is like a thick meat that I'm slow cooking.
So how do you know when your burgers are done?
The juice, but the outside is brown.
Yeah. The outside's brown.
Look at them. The finger test. So don't you know how to finger test the steak?
So when you have meat that actually has fat in it, you have juices that run out. And you can tell by the color.
Rare.
Yeah, you're right.
Medium rare.
You guys are the so middle
third of your fingers.
Dumb.
Medium well.
No, I meat probe these burgers because I can leave them alone. You put them on, you leave them alone, and then you can just yell at your kids. Hey, what's the number on the grill? And then when it gets into the 150s, all right, it's time to set the table.
You're doing it wrong.
No,
you
I am
need
not.
To I carefully have... monitor the grill because you get alone time where you get to drink beer. Dad needs to focus on the grill.
I'm cooking. I think meat probing the burgers is the right way to do it because
says
they're
the guy
perfect.
That cooks steak in a crock pot.
I cooked steak in a crock
my
pot.
Case.
Did you put a probe in?
One time. No, you set it on low and leave it. And then you come home at night and it's done. That's how you do your crock pot.
Oh, but speaking of which, my wife did do a culinary abomination the other week, too. She put steaks in a crock pot.
No.
Because, on your recommendation.
Because she thought that I said the only way that you can cook frozen steak is in a crock pot.
She thought you meant it?
No, I said if it's freezer burnt, the only thing you can do with it is put it in a crock pot and make it into like a pulled pork or something like that. You're not going to eat a sirloin like a sirloin if it's freezer burnt. Well, she had some stuff that she had froze from the last week and thought that that's what I meant. So went ahead and cooked them in the old crock pot.
And it was the most delicious, most tender.
No, because
the
sirloin is way too lean.
It
doesn't break down like a good fatty meat.
No, it doesn't. And it was not eaten.
It just hardened.
It got thrown away?
No, it's in the fridge right now. And
they're trying to convince the dog to eat it. He's been off a feed for about a week now. Soon he'll be hungry enough to eat it.
Purdy, please.
And they were bacon wrapped sirloins too, no less.
Oh, boy.
But my wife had to go to Omaha for a farm credit, something or other, and she must have been in with the right crowd because they went to some steakhouse. Like there's some fancy pan steakhouse down there, and she had gotten the bacon wrapped sirloin for like $60 and thought it would, like, well, maybe I do like steak. Like, yeah, for $60, you better like steak. But it wasn't her money, so I wasn't going. I was just going to say, hey, yep, it's on the company dime. You bet. Have fun. Mm. Yep, let's get Mitch's money to work for you. So she comes back and is starting to think that, like, every steak is like that. Because, you know, it's just steak, right? Not really knowing about how cuts of meat work, or grades of meat, I should say, and how they are prepared and... It's been, she's trying, and so I will give her credit for that.
Well, that's good. She expanded her horizons a bit.
No, that, yeah.
Into steak, which that seems like a pretty easy horizon
to
tackle.
Right, yeah. So, for those of you that don't know, my wife has, I'll use the PC term. My wife has some sort of weird texture aversion to food. So it's not like she doesn't like the taste.
If that's the PC way, how would you say it?
She's got a stupid mouth. So anyway.
That's safe.
She she loves ground beef. She'll eat hamburgers. She'll eat skinless bratwurst, but now only since she's had COVID, she can only have Hy-Vee skinless bratwurst. I tried Tiefenthaler once, and she started puking. It was weird, like something, and then I tried Babcock, and same thing. So it's like some sort of cure or some sort of curing agent or something in there that these other places put in their meat that Hy-Vee doesn't, that I don't know, whatever. I just say, okay, we'll just move on. So all she all she'll really eat is the Hy-Vee skinless pineapple brat, which is the most worthless brat there is. Because
of pineapple?
Well, no, because of the sugar, right? So because of the sugar in the pineapple, it caramelizes and then burns. So if you're not like super careful with it and like watch it, and you have to like be turning it continuously, it'll burn in a minute.
Well, so, do you do that on your gas grill or the smoker?
I had done it on the gas grill prior. So now that I have a flat top and a smoker, I think the gas grill is just going away because I really don't have a use for it. I've got a gas appliance, so I can use the flat top, otherwise a smoker for the flavor. But and I had done both. Now, the smoker, you know, you can do it a little bit lower and longer, but... when it's a Tuesday night or whatever, then yeah, you just figure you're gonna throw something on the grill quick,
yeah,
eat in 15,
sear
20 minutes
those brats off. That way they're nice and medium rare inside.
That's right. Is that underdone? No, that's a smoke ring.
I'll get a smoke ring in 10 minutes.
Ring was on the outside.
I've eaten a rare brat once. It was at Apple River. The only cooking appliance we brought was like this cheap little like folding. I wouldn't even call it a grill, like a grate with legs.
Oh,
about
yeah.
A foot tall.
That you put over the
and
fire.
And you put over a very poorly built wood fire with wet wood. You know, that great way to cook brats. Mm-hmm. Yep. And yeah, they looked perfect on the outside, you know, the nice golden brown. And I bite into it and it's just.
Oh, gosh. Our apologies.
But you were fine.
I didn't swallow it. I spit it out and I didn't eat supper.
He's got an iron constitution.
I needed supper that day. I will tell you that after spending all day on the Apple River.
I'm surprised you didn't just start shoving buns in your mouth. Like,
that's why you go
just
to Subway.
Something to soak it up.
And have the most incredible 12-inch sub you've ever had in your life. And you'll spend the next 5 years trying to replicate it.
I want to see the...
Was that it?
Yes. I want the Aaron Alons from that picture. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that, I didn't realize that.
That the Chicken Ranch posted yesterday.
Oh, and my wife thought it was hilarious because that would have been pretty sure that was before Renee.
Oh, really?
I think was before.
I am certain it was before Renee that you were allowed to go to the Apple River.
Oh, good call. Good call.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, we took an RV, you know.
Of course. Where did your mom think you were going?
20-some. I was living in Hospers at that point. So
so you were on your own.
Yeah, I would have been in my young 20s. I didn't get married until I was 26. So there was a few years of 5 years of not having to tell anybody where I was going other than like your boss. Well, I'm not going to be in for a few days.
I want to see. I wish I could meet young Aaron who has this sandwich and everyone says, Aaron, no, just sit. Just sit. Because you're like the little toddler, like as soon as nobody is watching, you're off. Hey, I want to go to the casino with you gals. Let's go. No, I told you to sit down.
Got to stay here. You have to stay here now.
Where's your buddy? Where's your buddy?
We broke down on the way home. And
I too have broken down from on the way home.
We broke down on the way there. We took my buddy's parents' old conversion van. And
talk about a rite of passage. I didn't realize we all shared that experience. Wow.
I remember sitting in Northfield, Minnesota, because I think the fan didn't work or something, so it started overheating. So we had to sit there and wait for it to, you know, dissipate the heat for a while before we could get back on the road.
I called my roommate and was like, you got to come get me. Because it was Sunday or something, we were on our way back. And we wouldn't be able to get the RV fixed till the next day.
Right.
And the other guys were perfectly content, like, staying in the parking lot of this movie theater.
And RV that didn't run, no AC.
And 100 degrees plus. And I just called my buddy.
That
I'm like,
guy haven't showered in a week anyway.
And I was like, Jeremiah, you got to take my car, get in the old Chrysler Concorde, and get up here and get me.
Give me some speed.
I want you here in 3.5 hours, man. I got to get out of here. And he come up and get me. But back then that's it was so tough because you're trying to explain to him what you see. Okay, I'm seeing big power lines. We're really close to the Greyhound track. And because you're not looking it up on your phone back then.
Right.
You're not sending it. I'm not dropping a pin.
Do Greyhounds drive on tracks?
No, they had like a dog racetrack up there, didn't they? Or was it just
Greyhound? I'm thinking like Greyhound, like the bus. You're talking like the Greyhound dogs.
The dog track. That's kind of where we were broke down.
Yeah, okay,
and, it was just a mess getting him to finally find us. That was tough back then. Really.
I know.
This is where I think we are.
Remember printing off MapQuest directions?
Oh, heck yeah.
You'd have, like, you couldn't even staple through it. It was so thick. And you're trying to flip through that while driving? We think we're distracted now with the phone.
No kidding.
That was worse.
But did it not teach you a sense of direction? I mean, at least at least that way you got...
And I can drive most places without using GPS.
But you think about the kids, right? You know, they're just used... Well, you know, how many times have you and I seen it, like, out doing EMA and we have to do traffic redirection and stuff like that, and people say, well, I'm trying to get to town and my GPS tells me I need to turn here, so I need to turn here. And it's like, no, you don't. You can go down to the next exit, take a right and then a left, and then you'll be there. But my GPS, just drive. Your GPS will recalibrate. Like, come on.
Can't you tell you're trying to go northeast? So if you go east and then north again,
it's that going to take
combines
you there,
to being northeast.
Oh, I think it's the downside of the information age that we're in. People stop thinking.
Well, yeah, because the computer thinks
the problem solving is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Aaron's 42 going on 75.
It's true. That's fine.
So
I'm happy.
I was talking to one of our listeners that, you know, one of our many that I talked to.
Hundreds.
Yeah. Literal hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
But we talked about how you guys have changed. Now, I have not changed. I've, of course, have stayed the same. but we talked about how...
Mitch has changed?
Well, yeah, both of you changed. So, you don't even know. You don't even know the connotation.
Oh, I know where it's going.
You don't know the connotation.
And I know who you talk to, so I know.
I remember how you changed now. That's right. This is funny. Keep going.
Well, no. I just had this conversation today. I'm trying to figure out what you're...
Well, no, I forgot how you changed, but you're a Democrat now.
Yeah.
That's why I forgot.
I did forget about that, but that actually does kind of play into this. So, Aaron used to be a lot more afraid of, well, guys, my mom listens to this. We can't.
You said shoot.
We can't do that.
Shoot with a hard T.
That was a hard T. And now it's just like.
It's because you started off on the wrong foot.
True. I was a kid with a new
toy.
You
needed to ease into it a little more than what you did.
I did.
Don't blame me and my feelings.
It was like me on my 21st birthday. I want all the shots. Yeah. All of them.
And like me when I turned 18. Give me them pack of cigarettes. I'm going to be big stuff here. Yeah. So who were you talking to?
So now, Mitch, the comment was made that you can tell whenever Mitch gets a new job, because it happens pretty frequently on the pod, his demeanor, or at least how he reacts to situations, changes or reacts to arguments. Now, there have been times where he's been a lot more scathing and a lot more.
I've been at my job for over a year.
Have you?
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Huh.
And by the way, I've had two jobs. This one and the previous one since we've started the podcast.
Interviewed for four others in the interim.
No, did not.
But the comment was made that Mitch, now with his new fancy pants job, it has... has been a lot more maybe PC. Maybe that's why he's feeling like he's getting that tilt towards the Democrat side, because he's too afraid to... actually say what he really feels. Or maybe he's just changing as a human. He's getting kinder hearted.
I don't think PC.
Can't we all get along?
I was never PC.
Don't you think there's truth to both sides of this argument?
Oh, if there's anyone here that can level that argument against anyone else, it is not you. Give me that BS.
Who are you talking to?
Well,
we know who you're talking to.
Was the phone call for work or pleasure?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, okay.
That's how that goes.
Now we really know who it was.
But I knew who it was before he started.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
He called and wanted to talk about Mitch. Oh, now I know who it is.
Well, yeah, only one guy.
No, he said, you know, that Mitch, he sounds like he's a good time.
Well, thanks. Yeah. I appreciate
it. Yeah, he did say that.
Huh. All right, well, that's one nice thing to outweigh the hundreds of others. I don't care.
Call a spade a spade.
No, you know what? I joke about it. He's a good guy. I like BSing with him. We don't always agree on everything. He's wrong about me being soft or PC or whatever you want to call it.
All right, so tell us how you really feel, Mitch.
About what? I do tell you how I really feel about almost everything. I maybe censor my language a bit.
With your new job?
I did before. I didn't. I wasn't like Wayne.
You had barnyard language before because you were dealing with men with barnyards. Now you have a more softer clientele.
That's true.
Not really.
The little old ladies.
Well.
You're not going to get my Susan B. Anthony's with that mouth.
Oh, shucks.
That was
But who has really changed, though, I'll tell you what, is your wife.
What?
She, talk about playing both sides of the fence. Your wife just likes to stir the pot. She's always going to be Team Mitch, which I get. But
well, yeah, I hope so.
But we started this whole episode with
what
happens when Greta changed her profile picture and Mitch is just the kid.
Gets his walking papers.
He's been prepped for 11 years or whatever.
He's got Thor Clinker on speed.
I'm ready
now.
To go.
I got demoted.
I can afford a better lawyer than that.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. No.
I'm kidding. Ooh. I know Thor's a listener and he's a good friend, and I said to throw a shot at him.
Well, we'll see what happens the next time you go to probate, huh? Mm-hmm. Check out for that. We are back with segment 3 after this.
Shouldn't they just build a third stall in their garage to store their recycling so that if there's 5 Thursdays in a month, they can store a month's worth of recycling? That only makes sense.
Wow, man.
Why are you not a city administrator with all your fix-its?
Oh, he's got big ideas.
All of my fix-its. Oh, well, that is so hard to implement. Pick up recycling once a week, like every other town in America. How hard is that?
But can you imagine they'll have to triple the bill?
It's getting too expensive because we got to pay to take all this stuff to the landfill that's not recycling. I wonder how we could get people to recycle more.
By picking up recycling.
So the hauler is supposed to do this at a loss to try and promote recycling.
Well, no, because there's no fee to haul it to the landfill then.
There's no fee in labor. There's no fee in gas.
Oh, my God. You're talking about the hauling rates are so much higher because we don't recycle enough on the actual trash.
That's because most of your recycling is going in the trash, Wayne. Because you don't make it easy to recycle.
Is that right?
Well, call around. Ask another town. Hey, Sibley, do you have trouble getting people to recycle? Oh, no, we pick up recycling. So then they recycle. Novel concept.
And this all started with you promoting Sibley's incredible ability to be efficient in contrast to Sheldon's ability
to be terribly
inefficient.
Very inefficient. I don't know how you think that's efficient.
What's inefficient about?
No. We were talking about
how much recycling.
We were talking
have?
About junk days is how this all started.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you were Sibley, saying that.
Sibley, I was like, oh, so where do I go to buy my virtual flag?
Huh? Is it too late to buy my virtual flag?
No. Cleanup day is Tuesday. Have your stuff by the curb by 7. We write down what we picked up, and then we charge you appropriately for it. Oh, really? It's as simple as that? I don't have to be there 3 weeks early between 9 and 2, because those are the hours for virtual flag hours. And you must buy it 3 weeks early.
Stop.
And I'm sorry, if your microwave craps out before the third Thursday in August and you want to set it out in the third Thursday in September, you're just going to have to wait a year, Buster, because we are out of stickers now. We can't possibly sell you another sticker.
I'm oh, just stop. Just stop.
You're going to have so much crap on your yard.
Yeah. Everyone, if text me for Mitch's address.
I think most people agree with me. It's such an asinine way to do it.
Why? So
please plan ahead with the broken appliances a month ahead, just in case. If anything breaks, sorry.
Hey, I don't think your average
person. Why would you not just? You're all right. Oh, it's so much easier. See, this way they keep a checklist of how many, you know, who bought a flag and how many stickers you have, and then we only pick up certain items and blah 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 blah. And if you don't have that, then we won't pick it up. Or I just set it out and you write down, yep, Mitch had a microwave and a vacuum. Boom, done. Throw it in the truck and move on.
Yeah, but you can't mix all that stuff together. That's part of the problem. Things with condensers, motors, paint.
It doesn't segregate by that on my stickers, by the way.
Oh, because Sibley just throws it all in the same pot and calls it good.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you don't know. Come on. You don't know what I'm going to be throwing into it by me buying a sticker. It is not, oh, yes, I need one Freon sticker and one vacuum sticker, and then I need a tube TV sticker. They have no idea. They still don't know till they come pick it up. So how is that any different? You still have to segregate it either way.
So
how is it any different? Explain to me.
Because they're actually collecting money up front for the service rendered. Now, this way, they're just going to pick everything up, hope that everyone's got their ducks in a row, and then bill you for it, and then maybe get paid sometime next year.
Oh, really?
Hey, if you don't
pay... Is this why you pre-bill me for my water and sewer? Oh, wait, no, you don't do that. I get to use water and sewer, and then you bill me for it later.
Well, this is... don't be an asshole just because you don't have a good point.
I do have a good point.
I'm on Team Mitch on this.
I don't prepay any utilities or anything
like
that.
This is not a utility. This is a luxury.
It's billed through the same place.
Regardless. This is not...
Well, that's... it's different because we've always done it this way.
See, when you don't have an argument, you just get loud. I mean, and it's fine for the infantile, but for those of us of a little bit of elevated mental capacity,
it just pisses me off that you don't even bother to see the point of view because
he has to go to bat for the city. He is the first line of defense against people like you for the city employees. And he needs to, even though Wayne knows you're right now, he has to go to bat for you because that's his job.
Who picks up the Sibley trash, the junk day stuff?
The city, actually. They do their own garbage hauling.
So now that's different. Whereas the city of Sheldon does contract hauling. Okay. So now the city of Sheldon is the one that actually picks up the cleanup day's refuse. So that is...
That's different. So Sibley does it and Sheldon does it.
No, you're saying that that Sibley's trash pickup is our city workers.
Yes.
They have city sanitation workers, where that is not the case in Sheldon.
Okay.
Sheldon has different carriers based on who you select when you sign up for water and trash.
They segregate that on
No, they don't. Day? But that's the whole point, is that it's a completely different service. It is not combined with your normal refuse pickup.
I didn't say it was.
It is something that is
These
provided,
are two separate issues that are
right,
handled
but,
poorly.
But you're saying that, since the city of Sibley is the people that pick up the trash, it's just the same thing. And I'm telling you that it's not. That this is the city.
See, it doesn't cost anything if you own the garbage truck and you pay the employees and you buy the fuel. See, then it's free for them to pick up recycling once a week. I get it. Yes. Okay. Now I understand. Is that what you're saying?
What?
Does it have to do with how it's billed? That the city can't bill it because the city isn't billed?
Like, I'm not following how it would be different. So the city collects it and then the garbage haulers haul it away, or the city collects it and hauls it to the landfill?
The city collects it and hauls it.
And Sibley also does that. So then how is that different?
But also has infrastructure in place to do that on the regular. So the city has to use their own employees versus the contract employees that are used for refuse in town. So now you are contracting people that are not normally hauling trash to haul trash. So the least we could do is at least try and figure out how much we're going to have so we can schedule appropriately. I don't think that that's a big ask.
You have no idea. You only know the items that require stickers. You don't know how many couches or any other shit that I'm going to throw out there.
That's true. That's true. And that's, but at
and
least. And
you don't know how much of my stuff is going to get hauled away before you ever show up.
But I at least know.
So I'm not certain how it helps you plan.
It sure does, because you know exactly which houses you can pick up.
That's which
it.
Tells you what?
That tells you exactly how many residences.
All right, I got four couches here, and my neighbor has one 20-inch TV.
Regardless.
And you don't know that till you show up. And that helped us plan, because you had to buy a virtual flag. But,
okay, so then we're going to have to go and say, all right, well, the geese has had three flamingos. I saw one tube
television. No, it's only the stuff that you...
I saw all the socks that were on Mitch's counter ever.
Only the stuff that requires
seven,
a sticker.
Seven paint cans.
Nope, paint cans go to the hazardous material trailer, just like they do here, because you don't pick up paint cans here.
I think you, Mitch, you're not going to be able to get anywhere with this as long as Wayne is on city council.
You're right.
Okay. Good. I know. I'm glad we established that.
Yeah, it says right here, will not pick up hazardous toxic materials or liquids of any kind, batteries, paint thinner, stains, gas.
Are you
oil,
reading
blah,
Sibley's
blah, blah,
or
blah,
Sheldon's?
Sheldon's.
Because then you have to read the paragraph where it says, okay, now people are going to come rummage through your crap.
It's
that's just kind of how it works
it's
here.
It's fun, yeah. It's a fun tradition.
They do that in every town.
Yeah. So, pull up Sibley. I want to hear what Sibley stipulations are.
It said, set your stuff out by 7 a.m. on Tuesday.
And okay,
you can't put toxic materials or liquids in there.
Hey, get the antifreeze that we've been saving. It's our time because
no.
Sibley doesn't care.
Nope. So, they they schedule the hazardous materials trailer to be in town on the same day, so then you can haul that crap down to the hazardous materials trailer.
Well, I mean, but what if I have hazardous materials after that? What do I do? I mean, I have to wait.
Well, you go to the landfill.
Oh, really? Is that what happens when a microwave breaks down, too?
I just think it's so silly.
Oh, well, we can't. Well, we only printed so many of these stickers. We got to cut it off before.
Now, this year, the deadline is closer to the actual day. In the past, it's been like 3 weeks prior. I'm like, why?
Well, now, geez, that's going to throw our whole schedule off now that Mitch bought a sticker.
I'll throw this out. The way Sheldon does it, it seems to me Sheldon's goal is to have as few people do it as possible.
Correct.
And Sibley's goal is we need to help everybody get cleaned up.
Oh, so it's an actual cleanup day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because to think that everybody's going to have that much foresight and that much, I got to get my sticker by this time, that really seems pretty white supremacist.
Wow.
Whoa, what are you implying?
That was Aaron Alonz on that statement. Just
the views of Aaron Alonz are not of the DBA podcast.
When you guys were yelling, I was on Twitter. Oh, sorry. That just regurgitating what I was reading. My bad.
No, I don't have Sibley saved, but it was a fee schedule based on the type of material. So X amount for a computer, X amount if it contains Freon, X amount for like a tube TV. And everything else was just, you know, your normal stuff that we wouldn't require a sticker for was just part of cleanup day.
So you're saying that if I had a couch, if I was in Sibley and I had a couch, they'd just pick it up for free?
No. There was like a flat fee if you had anything at all that you would get assessed. And then those items got assessed individually, which is exactly how we do it. But you have to plan ahead, and you gotta have.
Yeah, you have to plan ahead. Oh my goodness, how inconvenient!
It's stupid. Ooh. Have you ever missed the deadline? Wait, I know you have. I'll ask a certain person who's meeting you right before.
Don't you start that.
It's just dumb.
Well, that's no different than forgetting to put the shit out in the first place. Oh, I missed the deadline.
No, a deadline's a deadline. Why go through the hassle? Doesn't that put a lot of work on the city office then ahead of time to having to deal with all this crap?
Well, have a sticker, print out sticker.
No, they don't print out stickers. You just go and pay your money. Okay, here's my money. Put me on the list.
During business hours.
You got to have stickers.
No, you don't.
And you got to go during business hours. And
It just seems inconvenient.
Silly.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, yeah, it is for me.
I have an 8-hour window every single day where I have to conduct business.
Not all of us can just take time off, Wayne.
If you want it bad enough, you will.
No, incorrect.
You'll figure out a way.
Yeah, and this is how people drive a mile out of town and dump their shit in a ditch, because we make it inconvenient for them to dispose of it the right way. But I guess that's not your problem, because it's outside city limits.
I don't think we're being that inconvenient. I really don't.
I'm on Team Mitch on this one.
I think we're providing a service at a very, very nominal fee.
I'm not complaining about the price.
It's just the fact that we have the audacity to make you plan ahead. Oh, my God. Well, you assholes. So dumb.
I think it's dumb. I think it's discouraging people from doing things the right way.
The right way. The right way is to say, hey, I have junk. Put me on the list. That's it. That's what it takes.
Oh.
Plus the money, plus stopping at City Hall.
Oh, my.
It's not.
It's so inconvenient for me to drive somewhere.
See, this argument started with, what the hell did you say? I lost my train of thought.
Love it.
No.
Short train.
Sorry, I was reading a text and then I completely lost it.
That's good.
No, but for
But it started off with people not.
People, how are we going to collect it? How are we going to collect it?
Yeah.
How do you collect anything else?
The difference is you're putting the onus on. So not only are you putting the you're making the city people pick the stuff up, you also make the city people become accountants too. For every single stop they make, okay, well, there are 37 shoes. I have.
No, it's not.
I see four tricycles.
It's the stuff you would need a sticker for.
It's no different
than the stickers.
You're being stupid.
They have to account for the stickers and look. It's the same. You're just doing the work ahead of time instead of jotting it down.
If you would ask the residents of Sheldon what they would prefer, what would they choose?
Oh, they would choose the latter for sure. But I'm also knowing what city planning looks like and trying to maintain schedules.
I would probably call Sibley and ask him, how do you guys do it? How do you guys do it?
You have a town of 1,500. That's how you do it.
How do you guys do it?
3,000.
3,000.
2,800.
So the times two.
Oh, man.
I just don't know how they do it. I could see where when you double the size.
I bet they have. Half of the city employees too.
Yeah.
So you know.
But you
it
also
all scales.
But you also have employees dedicated specifically to this task.
Well, they still have to pick up trash that week. It wasn't just the trash haulers that are doing this. I saw them going around with the truck and a payloader and all this crap. It was guys that work on utilities and everything else. So
that are forced to be accountants in addition to...
One guy carries a notebook and says, all right, three items, because they're $10 a piece to dispose of those. Yep, for 721 Second Avenue.
I just think that you're being unreasonable thinking these men can do that, Mitchell.
Thank you.
Oh, make tally marks? That's unreasonable.
I'm with you. I really am with you. But I do think that the reason Wayne has to really put his heels in here is because he's like the baseball manager.
Sam might listen to this.
No, that's all of them. Wayne needs to come out. He needs to kick sand at the umpire. And he's got to fight because them guys behind him need to know, hey, he sticks up for me.
No.
Not the taxpayer.
No, shut up. No, I don't care what Sam thinks. Sam works for me.
And me.
But I do care how we run a city.
So do I.
Yeah.
And I think for 99% of things, Sheldon does really well. I just don't understand the resistance to any feedback on any of this. Because I got the same response when I brought up recycling to other council people. Like, well, I can't just pick it up every week. I know every other town in the world does that, but here's the reasons why that won't work in Sheldon.
That's a different situation, and has to deal with the fact that we have contracts with two haulers.
Well, that's dumb too. So,
be that as it may,
you know that. You know damn well that is true.
I won't argue with it.
Okay,
I won't argue with the fact that having a contract with two haulers is it's redundant and it's. Can be somewhat burdensome from a administrative standpoint.
So are we waiting just for one of them to ride off into the sunset or what? Or are we going to make a tough call one of these years?
Well, it had gotten to the point we have just finished the contract period.
We should have the library board handle the bidding process.
Oh, wait.
That's a good idea.
Finally, he's equal opportunity shade throwing. It's good. You got to get everyone involved.
Well, I'm not throwing shade at Aaron.
But the... Yeah, we had just finished the contract. The contract was up for the refuse hauling, and we had one of the haulers that signed up right away, said, hey, I agree with the terms, let's go. One was very resistant, and primarily to the community recycling bin that we have, because they weren't collecting money off of it. They would be like donating essentially money to having his competition haul it. So he, from a fundamental standpoint, had a problem with that. But in so doing was kind of neglecting the fact that he was tripping over a dollar to save a dime because of how the package was incentivized in other ways. It was just like, hey, the people of town said we'd rather keep a receptacle since you aren't going to do the weekly recycling like Mitch and myself and others want. Let's meet in the middle with this thing and keep the recycling container there. So we don't have to build the third stall that we got to put all the recycling in. So that was at least something. So anyway, it turned into a little bit of a contentious deal that it was kind of an 11th hour deal that was struck, and both refuse haulers have signed, and it's a done deal now. So I get this aspect. Should we be the one that says, all right, you know what? This two hauler thing is dumb. Let's just say, whoever can provide X, give us your best price. And as of right now, no one is willing to be the either person or representative of a body that is going to put someone out of business. And that's where it sits.
Well, and I don't want to put anybody out of business. And I just think that's silly.
But that's exactly what it would do.
It wouldn't, because neither one of them can handle doing it on their own.
Incorrect.
Oh, they could?
I have a statement from one hauler that said if push came to shove, they have the facilities to make it work. So, and I know that the other one does not. So when you have that information, do I say, all right, my actions right now could not only condemn someone's business, but their very livelihood. So,
well, in what other way do we do that? Do we say, well, every electrician in town, you each get a third of this job out at the new pavilion because, we know you need the work. I feel for the, I'm not trying to get
it's
to sound.
It's a tough spot.
It is a very tough spot. But that's not your job to artificially, I mean, that's a de facto subsidy for a business.
But at the same time, they are providing the combination of the two haulers are combining are providing the service that we are contracting out for. Mm-hmm. So it lacks an amenity of a weekly recycling. But it is bi-weekly now. It's every other week as opposed to whichever Thursday.
First and third Thursday.
Right.
Or
right.
Whatever.
So it's not like...
Unless it's a full moon and then you had...
No, yeah. So it's not like that. So, you know, so concessions are being made on both sides and
you don't know what your true cost could be is the problem with that. You're negotiating kind of against yourself and against two people who...
True cost in regards to what?
What your cost could be if it was a competitive bidding process.
Oh, as far, well.
To do the whole city.
Yeah, to do the whole city, you'd have no idea what that would cost if you put it out to bid.
Yeah, I would say that's accurate.
Okay.
My seat is up in a year and a half, so if anyone, Mitch, wants to step up.
I would take it in a heartbeat. I can say that. I don't mean it.
I would too, but I can't get off work in time.
Mm-hmm. That boss of yours is just real ball buster. Real
yeah,
ball buster.
I wouldn't doubt Iowa State Bank is going to come and say, we need you to be more involved in the community on boards.
I don't
and
know that city
like
council
but
would
not
be
that involved.
That happened in Sanborn.
Yeah.
We got Iowa State Bank on the city council. Bam. Oh.
Well, I'm involved
on
in
the city
Sibley.
Council? Now that you're working here at the bank, you want to, you know... Sanborn Savings Bank has a guy on the council. We need somebody else on there. And
I serve on a lot of things already.
Most of them serve food.
Now, come on.
When's lunch?
Hey, it was not my fault they all meet at noon. at rotating restaurants.
Well, that was part of the draw. But
3 days out of the week, I'm going somewhere for dinner.
Yep.
No.
Well, there's a meeting, too.
Every Monday and two Thursdays a month, I go.
So
important stuff. Yeah. Important stuff gets decided.
That's right. That's how
it does.
That's how you make these decisions.
Service organizations, all they do is raise money to help the town,
to subsidize the garbage bill for all the people that don't pay for their stuff since it's postpaid, not prepaid.
I'm sure the delinquency rate is super high on a $5 TV disposal.
Well, if they're doing $5 TV disposal, they're doing it at a loss. So that is a disservice to your taxpayer.
I have no idea if that was actual.
You guys cost. In this third segment is killer. Absolute killer. Because I don't know what you're going to do with this tomorrow, Wayne, when you listen to it. You're going to go into it and you're going to say, that was 30 minutes of just you and Mitch yelling at each other, making no progress either way.
Super,
me saying three
super
times,
talking heads.
I agree with Mitch. Three different times, and that was really it. What are you going to do with it?
Do you think I should cut it out?
No, it's got to stay because people like it when we get fired up and mad at each other.
Well, I wasn't mad.
You guys thought that
I wasn't mad. I care about this.
You guys thought
I
was going
to
cut out.
Shout you down. I'm not. I'm just like,
he's just trying to over talk you.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, I have not seen you pound the desk in that fashion.
I didn't pound the
but
desk.
Yes,
you did several times pound the desk.
So what you thought that you would cut the chunk of the last episode or two episodes ago?
Yeah, talking about franchise fee or whatever it was.
Yeah, and then you left it in.
Yep,
you did. But that's because we dared you on air to leave it in.
No, just like I said before, I don't care about political expediency. I am not a politician. I'm a guy that makes 45.
No, you're a blanking politician, is what I heard you called.
Depending on who you ask, yes.
Is that a term of endearment?
That does not. And I conduct myself during meetings the same way. I'm not really looking to, it's not my job. My job is super high tech. It's, being director of Sheldon EMA. It's certainly being a father and a husband. And most importantly,
I was going down the line.
Stop. Because I've already disparaged my wife on this podcast in an earlier segment.
Oh, man, I just can't get this song about ugly women marrying them out of my head.
What? No.
That's a good bookend. Yeah, that just kind of wraps it all back up.
And you know what, Aaron?
Talk to me.
You're crapping all over the segment now. You're the guy that wanted to talk about it.
That's right.
I ain't crapping all over the segment. I'm just saying it was a lot of yelling.
It wasn't yelling. It was
all I see here is red.
It was impassioned.
Red is bad. Green is good.
Yeah, green is good. Red is bad. Yep, you're right.
It was just impassioned, engaged.
I'm the one guy here that sticks up for you, and then all of a sudden you're like, yeah, Aaron, you're pooping all over. Why can't we just all get along?
Okay, Rodney.
We are getting along.
We had
see, that's the sign that you're actually good friends, that you can have an argument.
You can have and call each other idiots.
Yeah, civil discourse.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care. I'm not mad at Wayne.
Yeah.
I think he's being a little obstinate about it, and I probably am too.
Yeah.
So whatever.
I think you're being,
I am that kind of guy.
I think
sometimes.
You're being obtuse.
That was the word in my mind.
Thank you.
There's an Andy Griffith episode.
I was going off of Shawshank Redemption.
Oh.
I've called you obtuse before.
You have. Yep.
And Andy Griffith used that? Or
yeah,
Barney?
I think Barney called Andy that, or Andy called that. Anyways.
You're being obtuse.
Mm-hmm. And then that was it. That was the last straw. That was bad.
The ultimate
worst thing you could say. But anyways.
I think if we had to wrap, if we had to summarize the arguments that we do have here, it will be just akin to Aaron and his father. I'm sick of your shit. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Okay. And that's how our arguments go. So, to everyone who sticks it out,
and then we all get along. We all get back to work and everything's fine.
It's fine.
Glad I got that off my chest.
I'm not mad about it.
I'm not either. Are you going to do the Rob Sand thing?
Yeah. So September 17th, that's a Saturday, 7:30, Sanborn, Iowa, the Yesterday's Museum. If you've ever wanted to stop and take a peek, it will be A portion of it will be open. Rob Sand is coming to Sanborn. We tried to come to Sheldon. We tried to get him into Sheldon.
Run out on a rail.
Yep. No venues were accepting of a Democrat.
Well, and now that's just, you don't know that that's the reason.
Well, technically he is correct, even if that's not the reason why.
No venues were accepting of this particular Democrat.
Yeah. This sounds so like a study in media bias, but yes.
So.
Dutch by Association is hosting him at yesterday's Memories in Sanborn, Iowa, 17th of September. That's a Saturday night, 7:30. There will be VIP invitations going out.
Yeah.
Before, so to allow you for...
Aaron's grilling for the VIPs.
Grilling.
And
really? It'll be drinks.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time.
He's got a whole thing. He's got a party planner already. Mm-hmm. And wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. This we had this deal. Whole conversation before you showed up. Yeah, he's got it.
I'll be there at 5.
I was gonna say, how did I not know this?
No,
am I not invited?
I found out today too. So that
no. So we'll talk about it again, I'm sure. But looking forward to having Rob Sand in town.
And so hopefully you make the cut if you're listening. I guess since
no, everybody's no. Oh. The pre thing is VIP. 7:30 doors are open to even the lowly. Can come.
Non-VIP. But
everybody's invited.
So I should be there at 7:30.
So I will say this. No, we are not openly Democrat. We are bringing someone on who happens to be a Democrat that wants to have a conversation with everyone.
Yes.
Do not confuse the views of your hosts with the political denomination of the guest.
Yeah. So... Right. I don't think any of us here affiliate ourselves with the Democrat Party.
Right.
We have invited a Democrat who wants to have a conversation with Republicans about what he does as the auditor of the state of Iowa and why he thinks you, Republican Joe and Republican Jane, are better off voting for him than a straight party line ticket.
Right. And he welcomes that.
Yep.
And I've seen that in Rob.
And that's why he asked.
That was the part that I wanted to underscore is the fact that it started from the fact that you guys had breakfast. I was out of town doing the school thing.
Too cool.
And he went up to the most brazen amongst us in the Cook's Cafe and said, yep. I will engage you in civil discourse, sir. Let's mm-hmm. have a chat.
I choose to talk to you.
Yep. And so he wants to do more of that. So, because I've had other people that are like, oh, yeah, you just go, you have a Democrat song. That's all you just did. Big Democrat mouthpiece.
Yep. You know what? No? The invites are out there for Republicans to come on the podcast, too. And you know what?
We've gotten zero takes.
Zero response. So either we're because too good for them or they're too good for us. I don't know which.
But somebody doesn't want to be asked questions that they can't control.
Yeah.
And Rob Sand is one of those that knows he will not control any of the questions. And he is excited to come to Sanborn and meet every single one of you listeners if you can make it. I hope everybody listening can.
And it'll be a live Dutch by Association event, so I'm excited for that part too. So we get to do this in front of everybody.
Do us a favor. Let Rob know that he's the reason you're there, even though we know we're the reason
that's
you're
fine.
There.
That's fine, yeah.
Right, we'll have a meet and greet. Mm-hmm. We'll have a merch tent. Yeah.
We'll be selling CDs.
We'll have to get
you can listen to the podcast for free, or you can buy this for $20. Well, no.
So we're going to have like 27 left boots and 27 right wooden shoes so that people can buy their sets. And
yeah, I think that.
All right. So
it's coming together.
I have to talk to your party planner about merch planning too. But So this is how civil discourse is done. Now we're all happy, have smiles on our faces, and we're all hungry and ready for supper. So and until next time. We'll see ya.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lick they called Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
What the hell's that?